here, born and raised in Wisconsin.
So we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield. Badgers burning a timeout, 6:54 left in the third quarter, 24-9 Washington State. It is first and goal, Wisconsin at the 2.
Yeah, this is, you saw, two 12 men on the field, then you're late getting in, and a team that's building on tempo and on pace, that again shows you when you go on the road, things are a little bit more chaotic and hectic, and that's part of the growing and learning curve that you're going to go through with a new staff and with new players, is trying to figure out all of those machinations, I think is the right word I was looking for, and trying to figure out how to do that efficiently so you don't use timeouts, because I can assure you, you're down here, 6:54, you're going to want those timeouts when this game continues to wind down.
Machinations.
I think it's machinations now. But it's spelled like machine, and it always gets a little tricky.
Works for us now. All right.
Orlovsky. You think people understand
that's a verb
that I think most football fans understand, right?
And nobody does a better job of making fun of himself about it than Dan Orlovsky.
He's enjoyed that.
Right?
Yeah, he's made a pretty nice career.
He's pretty good on air. All right, here we go. First and goal at the 2. Rucci, the tight end on the right side, Ashcraft on the left, Allen the running back, Mordecai will give it to him, he got hit right away, trying to spin off to his right, nothing doing. Well, they just got Braylon Allen right at the point of attack, second and goal at the 2.
Yeah, just kind of bowed up on the left-hand side of the Wisconsin offensive line. Again, what we're seeing a lot of is when you can get vertical, you've had success, but there's been way too much penetration and then making guys bounce.
Malusi and Allen in the backfield. Will Pauling out to the left, DK to the right. Mordecai will duck under his center, Tanner Bordellini. Pauling motions right. And Mordecai, a little misdirection toss left side. Malusi angles left to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Oh, that's a beautiful play. It's been around for years at the college as well as the NFL level. Little misdirection toss to Malusi, breaking left, and the Badgers are in for the first time in this game.
Man, did we need that. And a couple of things that were real goofy there. Under center, which you never see. And that, I think, threw Washington State off. And then they crashed down. Nobody accounted for Chez. Really nice horizontal flip out to Chez. And he had a nice, easy walk-in touchdown.
Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point to try to make this a one-score game. Snap is clean. Vakos with a kick. It is in the air, and it is good. So the Badgers are right back in the fight here in Pullman. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. We'll step away, 6:15 left in the third quarter. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 16. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Recapping the scoring drive, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 7 plays, 35 yards. Ches Malusi from 2 yards away, and it's now 24-16 Washington State. 6:15 left in the third quarter as we check in again with Patrick.
That was a little bit of a swagger drive for Wisconsin's offensive line there. Coming to the sidelines, kind of strutting a little bit, maybe starting to feel like they've got something going here. Jack Nelson in particular was just mean mugging as he came to the sidelines, where the first half, looking a little whipped. Now they've got that little swagger, but sign of the times, that drive was 5 straight passes before 2 runs there inside the 2-yard line. So the offensive line getting their swagger from the pass game, that's un-Wisconsin-like, but maybe it's the new wave.
Yeah, and the defense, I think, continuing to ramp up its play, too.
Yeah, I just want to see what that mean mug looks like.
He's an intense guy, Jack Nelson.
Giannis-esque, because, I mean, that's when I think of mean mugs. That's what I think of.
Jack Nelson's an intense guy. I can definitely picture that mean mug. Jack Van Dyke's a kickoff. Lincoln Victor is deep, and this one is bouncing toward Victor, and he'll go ahead and drop to a knee. Hard to handle ground ball, and he'll take the touchback a couple of yards deep, and it's first and 10 of the 25.
I don't want to keep pounding on the same points, but special teams again, that Chimray DK just doing the small thing to be able to pick that punt up and get it down to the 35, and you just said 7 plays, 35 yards. That's what you're looking for. When you need a spark, one of your 3 sections of your football team needs to pick it up. Defense struggled. Offense kind of kept it hanging around. Offense gives up a couple. Special teams has been constant today, and that's why Wisconsin is back in this football game.
We're seeing some good complimentary football from Wisconsin in this third quarter. 24-16, the Cougars. 6:15 left third quarter. 3 safeties for Wisconsin. Preston Zachman, Travion Blaylock, and Hunter Wohler. 3 receivers left, 2 on the right for the Cougars on their own 25-yard line, going right to left as we see it in the third quarter. Ward takes a snap, whips it to the right. That's caught by Victor, and he gets wrapped up right away by Jake Chaney at the 29-yard line. Chaney and Jordan Turner now in there. Jordan had to sit out the first half, but in there now in the second. Second down and 6, Washington State at its own 29-yard line. They'll stay empty in the backfield. 3 receivers left, 2 on the right. Lincoln Victor slot on the right side. Snap to Ward, looks right, tossed it right, caught by Victor, gets the first down, shoots across the 35-yard line and up to the 40. And a first down for Washington State. Simple pitch and catch right there, and they turn up the tempo. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Ward, quarterback draw, and he is wrapped up and sent down hard by James Thompson Jr. across the 40 to the 41-yard line, gain of 1.
Yeah, Trestle called picked a really good defense there versus that play call, and Ward did not check out of it. Wisconsin brought some pressure, and with a quarterback draw, you're looking for that 4-5-man rush. Not there. Wisconsin did a nice job of getting him down.
Second down, and we'll call it 9 for the Cougars, their own 41-yard line. 3 receivers right, 2 on the left. They stay empty in that backfield. Chandler Ward checks out the defense, looks to throw, quick pass right side, caught by Hernandez. Hunter Wohler fighting and finally pulls into the boundary. Well, he had to work for it, and he got him to the chalk at the 47-yard line of the far side. Third down and three for Washington State.
That's such a great play by Wohler there, because that is a tough tackle, and he kind of let it slip a little bit, but he did not give up on the play. And ended up kind of tugging the back of the jersey to get him down on the ground. And that's a big play, especially if you can get off the field here on this third down.
Cougars 3 out of 8 on third down. 4:30 and counting left third quarter. 24-16 Washington State. Three receivers on the left, including Leek and Victor. Nakia Watson to the backfield, to the right of the quarterback, Cameron Ward. Brings his hands together, gets the snap, three-man rush. Ward pulls it down. He'll try to run for it. Got away from one and got the first down. He got through Jordan Turner, and that was the difference as Ward gets the first down across the 50 to the 49 of Wisconsin.
Those are the gut punches. Third and three, and you have everything dialed up. Just got to make the tackle, and Turner couldn't get him down.
First set of downs, Ward sidearms it right side. That's caught by Sheffield. Angles outside the numbers, inside the 45. And hit by Travion Blaylock at the 43 of Wisconsin. Gain of 6, second down and 4. 3:40 left third quarter, 24-16 Washington State. Methodical short passing game going on here for the Cougars. As they place at the 42, second and 3. Ward throws right side. It was behind Lincoln Victor, who was open at the 40-yard line. He could not make the catch. And it's third down and 3 for the Cougars at the Wisconsin 42.
But that was the case there. Ward felt there wasn't a ton of pressure, but he sped things up. And in the early part of this football game, way too comfortable there. Sped it up, threw it inaccurately, setting up a third and 4 here.
Here we go from the 42-yard line of Wisconsin. Three receivers right, one on the left. Ward with a look over to the Washington State sideline. Play clock is at 10. Watson will shift to the right. Now walks back to the left of his quarterback. Play clock is at 5. Big third down coming up at the Badger 42-yard line. Handoff Watson, and he got rocked behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, my goodness. I think that was Jordan Turner who brought it on the former Badger. They'll mark at the 43-yard line, and now it's 4th and 4. And Jake Dickard feeling a little daring with 3:10 left in the third quarter. The offense still out there. They sub, so now the Badgers can sub defensively. Play clock is at 20, 4th and 4, Washington State at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Remember, it's 4th and 4. Maybe they're trying to get Wisconsin to jump. Play clock is at 5. Ward, play clock at 2 at 1, and that is good discipline from the Wisconsin defense. It'll be a delay of game against Washington State. That was worth a try, but the Badgers weren't taking the bait. Well, this game is turning. 2:41 left in the third quarter, 24-16. Washington State leads Wisconsin. It's now 4th down and 9 for the Cougars at the Badgers 48.
Yeah, Rodas Johnson on that prior play on 3rd and 3, he continued to hold up his gap, and then it was like a brick wall. When Watson was trying to run, Turner came over to help out too, but that was a play where you held point of attack and then was not letting Watson pick up that first down. Great play by Johnson.
Nick Hobber on the punt. Shimray DK standing at the 8-yard line. Snap to Hobber, steps to his right, and the kick is away. DK lets it sail over his head, and it dribbles into the end zone. Shaw Smith-Wade sprinting down there, could not get there in time. And the Badgers will start at their 20-yard line with 2:33 left in the third quarter. One score game here, 24-16 Washington State.
Yeah, I think right now Badger fans, I think everything is kind of calmed back down. Now this was, I think, the type of game we were expecting. The defense is going to make stops, get off the field. The offense was able to move the football pretty effectively. But now you have a full field to go. You got 80 yards to go, not 35. You need to get back running the football. You got Ches Malusi in there to do it.
C.J. Williams comes out to the left. Three come out to the right, including the tight end Hayden Rucci. On the Wisconsin 20-yard line, moving left to right here in the third quarter. Mordecai, quick shot, receiver screen, caught by Skyler Bell across the 20, 25-yard line. And Bell bangs his way near the 27-yard line. Devin Richardson first on the scene. Gain of about 7, second down and 3 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, had leverage out to the right side with the three sides, and Rucci did a fantastic job of just continuing to cover his guy up, and allowed you to pick up a quick 6 or 7 on first down.
Three come out to the left this time. Bryson Green to the right for the 27 of Wisconsin, second and 3. Mordecai flips it left side, receiver screen. Here's Bell, the block from Rucci across the 30, and he'll take it to the boundary across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Again, Hayden Rucci doing a little work, carving out some space for Skylar Bell.
Yeah, when I used to play Madden on Nintendo or whatever it would be, I'm going to keep running the same play until you stop it. That was simply the same play flipped to the left side, and they didn't have the answer there either. I wonder if you'll keep going back to it until you see Washington State do something different.
1:35 and counting, left third quarter, 24-16, Washington State. Three on the left, Williams, Rucci, and Bell. Mordecai takes the snap, looking to throw. Lost it out, right side. Bryson Green got it, 35 to the 30, and stumbles to the turf. Near the 25-yard line, he got behind Lampkin. Beautiful throw from Mordecai, and the Badgers are threatening again.
Yeah, had three men to the up top on the left-hand side, and you just had Green on a one-on-one. We saw that earlier in the game. Beautiful throw by Mordecai.
41 yards of the pitch and catch. Three receivers right, one on the left. Malusi, the running back. Mordecai looking to throw, steps up into the pocket, under some pressure, dances off to his right, has room, 25. Mordecai to the 20, cutting inside the 20-yard line, and to the 16, which is the line to gain. And again, Mordecai showing that he moves better than some people think, and a Washington State player is down. It is the defensive end, Quinn Roth, who needs some attention. And play is stopped at the 16-yard line of Washington State. 44 seconds left in the third quarter. 24-16. The Cougars. This trip to the red zone is brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Right, you love the Mordecai staying in the pocket. The protection was pretty good. It broke down late in the kind of in that sequence. And what I love there is he did a little, you know, weaving in and out. But I'm always nervous, especially with a quarterback. You know, he does run, but to control the football, and there is a good open field tackle, a swipe at the ball. I was hoping, hold on to it. Mordecai, good ball security there as he was able to pick up that first down. Really nice job by everybody involved.
Mentioned that run. He's picked it up throwing the ball as well. 22 out of 30 right now for 237 yards. That 41-yard connection with Bryson Green as the Badgers threatening as athletic trainers escorting Quinn Roth over to the sideline as we'll again throw it down to Patrick.
I think the next variation that Wisconsin wants to see is Mordecai go down and slide maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. I know Longo made a comment a couple weeks ago that he never wants to see Mordecai really running the ball. Like, he knows that that's a weapon that they can use, but that's not ideal in their scenario because protecting him is paramount. Same thing on the other sideline. Cam Ward led Washington State in rushing yards last week, and after the game, Dickert said, "I never want to see that again. It was good because we won, but he needs to protect himself." I think the Badgers feel maybe a little bit the same way about Mordecai.
Yeah, I think that is fair to say. Precious little in the way of experience behind him. A lot of raw talent, but precious little experience. Williams and Rucci come out to the left. Bell and Green to the right. And Rucci will go in motion to the right. Ches Belusi, the running back from the Washington State 16-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw, dancing around under pressure from Ron Stone. Tanner looks, throws left side, end zone, caught! Skylar Bell, touchdown Wisconsin! Oh, what work by Tanner Mordecai to avoid the sack and connect for the touchdown as Wisconsin pulls to within two.
I don't think you can visualize how difficult this is. Stone all over him, forcing him left, and Mordecai keeps his eyes down the field and delivers it exactly where he needs to for Bell to bring that in. That was beautiful.
Whoa. That's one you're thinking probably just throw it away, right? Mm-hmm. Mordecai said, uh-uh.
And he got 2 feet in just
yeah,
to make
did.
Sure.
Wow.
Got both feet in. But that, the difficulty of what Mordecai did there with someone all over him to make that throw, big time play.
Badgers going for two in the tie with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Green slot right, DK wide right. Malusi to the right of Mordecai. Ashcraft wing left. Snap to Mordecai. Option right. Toss to Malusi. Chez gets smacked right at the two. So they miss on the two-point conversion. But the Badgers have made this a ball game, down 24-9 at the half. It's now 24-22, Washington State, with 25 seconds left in the third quarter.
Brennan Jackson, the defensive end, he's a very good football player. Played that really well, forced the early pitch, and then Washington State was able to collapse down and make the play. But I can't get over how great of a touchdown throw pass that was by Tanner Mordecai with Stone all over him. He's able to elude him and still keep his eyes down the field and deliver it rolling left to the only place that his guy could get it. And then Skylar Bell with a great job of creating enough separation and being able to get 2 feet in on the left corner of the end zone. What a play by the Wisconsin Badgers.
Check out that scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Five plays, 80 yards, took 2:08 off the clock. Mordecai to Skylar Bell. 24-22 now. Washington State's lead has been carved to just two.
This is a heck of a lot more fun than that first half.
Yeah, I think I would agree. I would agree with that. Nathaniel Vakos will be kicking off here for Wisconsin. Vakos runs up, and the kick high end over end. Lincoln Victor will let it hit about 3 yards deep. And a touchback, and the Cougars begin at their 25-yard line.
We saw this last week, and you start gaining an identity, and it's too early for us to tell, oh, this is going to be a great second-half football team. But what we saw last week was they came out of that locker room, whatever Luke Fickle and Phil Longo and everybody else had to say, you saw the intensity ratchet up. You've obviously seen the same thing today, and Wisconsin needed it. Now they're back within two. When that first half looked like it was getting away from us.
Ben Barton will play the nose right now. Darian Varner, the former Temple Owl, out there as well. Two receivers right. Kyle Williams comes out to the left. First and 10, Cougars are on 25. Ward back to throw, rolls off to his right. Ward looking and still looking. He'll run it across the 25, forced out of bounds by Muma Jung Mehta at the 27-yard line of the far side. A gain of two. Second down and eight on what could be the final play of the third quarter.
Just such a stark difference from what we saw really for the first quarter and a half, where quarterback would just stand back there and have all kinds of time. Now you're flushing him out of the pocket. You're hitting him. You're making him uncomfortable.
We are through three here in Pullman. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Through three at Martin Stadium. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 22. The fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickle and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
We'll be right back. Mike Heller back with you on a scoreboard update before we get underway in the fourth quarter. It's 24-22, Washington State. Elsewhere going on in the Big Ten right now, Maryland leads Charlotte 24-14 early in the fourth. Minnesota now up 26-6 over Eastern Michigan midway through the fourth quarter. Rutgers shutting out Temple 13-0 beginning the fourth quarter. Earlier today, number two, Michigan 35-7 over UNLV, and it was Blake Corum, 15 for 80 yards and three touchdowns in that game. Number five, Ohio State, 35-7. Marvin Harrison Jr., 160 yards and two touchdowns in the air. Penn State, number seven in the country, a 63-7 win over Delaware. Nebraska got beat at Colorado. The Buffaloes, 22 ranked in the country, 36-14. Matt?
All right. We got a fun one here in Pullman as the Badgers with a very productive third quarter. 20 plays, 148 yards, couple of touchdowns, and the Wisconsin defense holding Washington State to 12 plays for 35 yards. They are playing some serious complimentary football, as well as that special teams work, Mark, that you've been talking about as well.
Yeah, the special teams has really kind of kept this game close enough, and now the offense has picked it up, the defense, and that's what you always are hoping for, is a complete game. And you realize when you go on the road that it's not going to always be pretty. There's going to be some choppiness, and that's where you lean on the other side if you're struggling. And this offense was struggling. The defense struggled early. Now the defense, it really feels like since the middle of the second quarter, they've figured something out. There's been more pressure, more uncomfortability, and now you're in position. You're in the strike zone here, cutting it to a two-point football game, and all of your units are playing its best football.
All right, here we go. The Cougars moving left to right as we view it, as we start the fourth quarter. They have a second and eight at their own 27-yard line. Lincoln Victor, slot to the right. Cooper Mathers, the tight end, was lined up wide to the right. Now he'll motion to the left wing. Jalen Jenkins is the running back. Ward fakes the toss. Pressured by Jung Mehta. Ward got away once, and not the second time. Jung Mehta able to wrap him up inside the 25-yard line. Great effort from the linebacker.
Brought him off of the right tackle. He had a clean shot, missed it, and instead of not being able to get him down, he stuck with it, was able to bring Ward down. And now you're in a position to get off the field here on a third and 11.
Well, they're on 24-yard line. The Cougars are 4 of 10 on third down. Jalen Jenkins racing to the sideline as they get their personnel set. Three receivers left, two receivers right. Third and 11, Cougars, their own 24-yard line. Josh Kelly starts in motion, back to throw. Ward, backside pressure, fires over the middle, tipped up, and it's almost intercepted. Two Cougars were there, Sheffield and Williams. And one may have affected the other. And Washington State fortunate that ball didn't hang in the air and get picked off. It's fourth down and 11, and on comes the punting unit for the Cougars.
Wisconsin decided to just rush three and drop everybody else back into zone. And you got enough pressure to force a throw over the middle. Very fortunate that he had two Washington State Cougars fighting for the football and getting off the field here.
Nick Haber on the punt. DK deep at the Badger 30. Snap to Haber. Steps up. Kick is away. End over end. Fair catch signaled by Chimre DK, and he'll gather it inside the 35-yard line. Still good field position after a 42-yard punt. Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for family fun and saving a ton. Whether you're savoring the last moments of summer or gearing up for school and all things fall, we've got you covered. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com. Today, 14:02 remaining, 24-22 Washington State. Badgers starting at their 35-yard line.
We talked all half about not being able to get Ward pressured. And that time, Jeff Petrowski did a really nice job of the three-man rush, just beating his man, flushing Ward out to the right, and getting off the field here, setting up Wisconsin.
Braylon Allen, the running back, on first down, hand off to Allen, over left guard across the 35, and he'll wrestle his way up across the 40-yard line. On a gain of 5+. Before that play, he had 4 rushing attempts for 7 yards. He gets 6 on that run as he'll spot at the 41 of Wisconsin's 2nd and 4.
Great job by right tackle Riley Malman of just mauling his man, pushing, getting on that backside, and really just continuing to shove, letting Allen pick up a couple extra yards.
Will Pauling, slot right. Rucci to the left, and now Hayden will motion to the formation. on second and four. Mordecai will give it to Allen up the middle along the left hash marks, and he'll get the first down up to the 45-yard line. He's picking his way and taking what's there. First and 10, Wisconsin.
Little skip pull there by right guard Fertney. Kicked his guy out, and Nelson did a left tackle. Nelson did a fantastic job of washing his guy down, allowing Braylon Allen to pick up that first down.
Not quite 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 24-22, Washington State. First and 10, Wisconsin at its own 45. Pauling slot to the right. Allen remains in there at running back. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Braylon, winds up, throws left side for DK, and it's almost picked off. Airtight coverage from Shaw Smith Wade inside the 30-yard line of the Cougars' near boundary. And it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 45.
Very fortunate there. It looked like we were trying to throw a back shoulder fade. The corner did a really nice job of kind of fighting through the hands of Jim Ray DK and was in position there to intercept that. Very fortunate there.
Second and 10 for the Badgers, 45. Pauling slot left, DK wide left. Bryson Green out to the right. Pauling loops in motion left to right. Mordecai will give it to Allen off the left edge across the 45-yard line and driven down by the safety Sam Lockett. Well, they have really been in lockdown mode on Braylon Allen. What few carries he's had. Gain of three, third down and seven from the Wisconsin 48-yard line.
Yeah, done a really nice job of forcing Braylon to bounce the football. And as a big, strong back, you want to get vertical. Washington State's done a nice job of bottling him up today.
Badgers 5 of 11 on third down. Pauling, slot to the left. DK wide left on the Wisconsin 48-yard line. Third down and seven. Bryson Green is out to the right. Allen is the running back. Play clock is at 5. Mordecai gets the snap. Little pressure coming. Tanner throws deep down the middle for Green. Reaches up, and he cannot make the catch. Oh, it was tough, but it was catchable. And it's fourth down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, he'll tell you after that he should have caught that football. That was Washington State decided to bring some pressure. Wisconsin does a pretty good job of picking it up, and nice throw by Mordecai. Hit him in the hands. That is a tough catch. He had to extend, but I'm guessing you ask him afterwards, he'd tell you he'll pull that in.
DT Sheffield is back to receive the punt from Atticus Bertram's line of scrimmage, the 48 of Wisconsin. Sheffield standing back at the 8-yard line. Snap to Bertram's, he steps up, and the kick is away. Badgers gunners racing down. Sheffield signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 11-yard line.
Timeout on the field.
And we will take a break. It's a game that has all the look of going right down to the wire. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at HoChunkGaming.com. 11:57 remaining, Washington State 24, Wisconsin 22. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Shop any Wisconsin Steinhoffels during their Badger Sale weekend going on September 22nd through the 24th, and you get a $100 University Bookstore gift card when you spend over $29.99. Relax, it's Steinhoffels. 11:57 to play. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 22. Cougars back on offense starting at their 11-yard line. Cam Ward is 18 of 28 through the air, 198 yards, two touchdowns. Tanner Mordecai is 23 of 33 for 253 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with what Tanner's been able to do, and he's, you know, been under duress a little bit, obviously, in the second quarter, but Wisconsin's cleaned some stuff up, obviously, in the second half, and Tanner, while he maybe has thrown one or two balls that you kind of are everything else, he has put the ball on the money, couple of drops, and he is just, his decision making tonight has been really good. You like your chances with him right now if you can get the ball back, only down two.
All right, let's see if the Badgers defense can continue its outstanding play here in the second half. Lincoln Victor will come out slot to the left. Nakia Watson is the running back for the Washington State 11-yard line. First and 10 for Cam Ward of the offense. Takes the snap. He'll hand it to Watson running off the left side, and he gets drilled by Muma Jungmeta with some assistance from the outside linebacker C.J. Getz. Loss of one.
That was just the case. Muma was not going to get blocked. He came, he went downhill, beat his man across the face, and got in the backfield.
On second and 11, Ward to throw. Pockets tight. Thompson got him. Let's see if it's a safety or not. Did he stay out of the end zone? Was progress stopped there? They'll say stop just outside the goal line.
The runner's progress is stopped on the 1 yard line. Third down.
Boy, did they cave that in. A Ward sack at the one. And that looked to be the right call, glancing up right now. So it's third down and 20 for the Cougars at their own one. 11:08 left in the game. Clock running. 24-22, Washington State. A terrific play by James Thompson Jr. And the Cougars at their own one. Ward 5 yards deep in the end zone. Calls for the ball, gets the snap, and he'll hand it to Watson. Breaks off to the right side across the 5 yard line, and he gets thrown down with attitude by Hunter Waller at the 5 yard line. So the Badger defense, my goodness, what a turnaround from that unit here tonight.
You're just seeing playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. It was all comfort and all they wanted to do. And in this, really from the middle of the second quarter until now, Wisconsin has dialed up either pressure or their men up front have beaten Washington State's guys across the line of scrimmage. That's why we're seeing this turn of events.
Nick Hobber 9 yards deep in his own end zone. Chimray DK deep at the 50. A herky-jerky snap. Yes, sir. That's a false start on the long snapper there as he flinched in a big way. So back him up to the half yard, or to the 2.5.
Illegal snap. Offense number 34. The penalty is enforced half the distance of the goal. Still fourth down.
Never understand why there can be an illegal snap. You snap the ball, you go.
But he faked it. He kind of flinched. It was a false.
No, but I'm saying when you see a snap,
Gotcha.
It's.
Yep.
But
oh,
in
I
this case,
you.
What I like there, Wisconsin was jostling their guys around, making guys protection issues, and obviously a fake snap.
Hobber gets the snap, and now the kick is away. DK runs up on it. He'll have a play at the 45-yard line. Shim breaks off to his right, gets outside the numbers, inside the 40, and angles out of bounds to the Washington State bench area at the 34-yard line at a penalty marker a couple of beats after the play. That was a 42-yard punt, 10 on the return. So they'll sort this out. We have 9:45 remaining, 24-22, Washington State. And here comes the call.
During the return, personal foul. Unnecessary roughness, late hit, receiving team number 52. 15-yard penalty, first down, Wisconsin.
It's still good field position, but it could have been great. We'll take a break. 9:45 remaining. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 22. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey drivers, ball's here, and so are two quick tips to keep you driving safely. Tip one, swap out those worn out, streaky wiper blades. Rain or leaves, you'll see clearly again. Tip two, brighten up. Clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and bright new lights, your autumn essentials, from your locally owned Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Come see us, Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. 9 minutes, 45 seconds remaining, and it's tight here in Pullman. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 22, as we send it down to the sidelines again for Patrick Hurley.
Not enough. Keep repeating it. On the offensive side, we've heard all camp about the depth at wide receiver, and we're seeing it today that five different receivers have multiple catches, four of them have over 40 yards. I can't remember this much depth in the Wisconsin receiving room in a long, long time, and today we're seeing that. The Mordecai is able to spread the ball around the field, and you never know where it's going to come from next.
Yeah, you're right. Skylar Bell, five catches. Chimre, DK with four. Likewise for Will Pauling. Bryson Green, two catches. You mentioned all 44 and above. Braylon Allen, five catches out of the backfield. But Washington State really is doing a good job putting a vice grip on him. Five catches for 6 yards, seven carries for 20. It'll be a first and 10 for Wisconsin at the 49-yard line of Washington State.
Yeah, really the first miscue on special teams, and I think you can always live with aggressive penalties. I didn't get a chance to see. I loved Skylar Bell had a chance to have a big blindside block. He pulled off, and I was just going to comment on that, and then the flag came. But still, starting on the other side of the 50, down two, we'll take it.
We'll stack DK and Skylar Bell to the left. C.J. Williams and Tucker Ashcraft to the right. Now they shift. Bell slot to the left. Malusi, the running back for the Washington State 49, faking the handoff is Mordecai. Deep shot, left side, DK incomplete. Near the 10-yard line. Again, tight coverage from Shaw Smith-Wade. I'm talking, he is about as good as it gets as a cornerback in the Pac-12. Second and 10, Wisconsin, at the Washington State 49-yard line.
That was interesting. I hadn't seen that. Tanner Bordellini, the center, ends up blocking a defensive end on a skip pull pass protection. He's trying to show that run, giving you a one-on-one look with Chin.
Bell slot left on second down. Mordecai hands off to Malusi. Slips through inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. And they're claiming fumble. Washington State, nothing from the officiating crew here. They're trying to sell it, the Cougars are. And they do say fumble, and they say Washington State has recovered. Well, this will certainly be worth a look. And Malusi claiming right away that he was down. It was recovered at the 43 of Washington State. And this for sure is going to get looked at. And this is a massive replay review coming up. Hard to tell in that pile who knocked it out. Boy, I don't know. I don't know if the ball was moving. It looked like he was down, but it's
Yeah, I really wish this was a case where it was called the other way.
Yeah.
It's tough to see what a lot of bodies around. I'm a homer. I think he was down, but you can't get an angle to see.
And you got to be able to see the ball. The call on the field fumble, so it has to be indisputable video evidence. It was Jackson Latimua, I beg your pardon, recovering it. But man, I don't know. We're gonna need a better angle than what we've seen here so far. It's just hard to locate the football. The first couple of replay angles that we have seen, we have 9:19 remaining, 24-22, Washington State. They're going to a commercial break, so we'll take it as well. Back in 90 seconds, this is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Well, after review, the call on the field stands. It sure looked like Chaz. Maybe the ball was moving. It definitely wasn't out. I don't know. That was a tough one. It goes against Wisconsin, so Washington State will take over at its 43-yard line. Luke Fickell wanting an explanation right now. We have 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 24-22, Washington State leads Wisconsin.
Well, he was able to get that one penalty kind of flipped, right, with the false start. It did look like the ball was not moving. It felt like his elbow hit before it came out. Mm-hmm. But again, when you make the call on the field and there's probably only one really good angle, the ref decided to keep it a little home cooking maybe, but yeah. here we're at.
Ooh. Patrick, what do you got?
Well, Ches Malusi is incredulous down here. In fact, he needs to be calmed down by his teammates. He's so frustrated by that call.
All right, Cougars starting at their 43-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jalen Jenkins, a running back, motions out to the right. Ward throws, and it's caught by Kyle Williams. Hit right away by Alexander Smith across the 45 and up to the 49-yard line. Gain of 6. Second down and 4 for Washington State. 4 receivers to either side. Jenkins stays in there at running back. Badgers bring in pressure. Ward to throw. Floats it out deep left side, and he overshoots Lincoln Victor down the left sideline. Preston Zachman, the safety, back there in coverage, so they take a shot. And it's 3rd down and 4, Washington State, from its own 49 with 8:56 remaining. Cougars lead by 2.
Yeah, Wisconsin is... Jordan Turner's been able to play in the second half, and they are playing him. And he is just coming downhill, running over, whether it's a center, running back. They are bringing him, and he is getting in the face of the quarterback quite a bit in the second half.
Another huge 3rd down here for Washington State. It is 4 of 12 today. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Jenkins motions out of the backfield. Straight run. Ward wrapped up Darrell Peterson, but Ward fighting through it, and now comes down to the spot. A penalty marker flies as well. And might have checked for a potential face mask here, maybe. Let's see. So they're relying on the strength of Cameron Ward. Another lengthy conversation here with this crew with 8:46 remaining. And they're talking with Luke Fickell, official over there with the Washington State staff as well, but this is going to go against the Cougars. And Fickell wants to know how far away for the first down did that last play go.
During the play, aiding the runner, offense number 79, 5-yard penalty, repeat third down.
That's a call you don't hear very often.
Aiding the runner.
You're allowed to bush push.
Yeah, never heard of that one before. We'll take it.
Yeah, okay. So back at the 47-yard line of Washington State, it's third down and 6. Clock is running, 8:35 remaining, 24-22, the Cougars. Two receivers stacked to the left, two on the right. Now Victor motions left to right. And a huge third down coming up for Washington State. Ward takes a snap, four-man rush. Ward throws right side. Oh, what a catch by Victor. It was behind him, but he went back to grab it for the first down as he bounces to the turf at the 45 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, you said it. That is a heck of a catch. That was a very poorly thrown ball, and you think you're running a slant, and it's behind you. He leaps back and gets it.
And there's going to be a false start here against Washington State trying to hurry up, and the tackle's going back in pass protection too early.
Offense number 3, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Yeah, they were too, but they call it on the receiver, Josh Kelly. 8 minutes now to play. Clock is running, 24-22, Washington State.
Man, that was a whale of a catch.
It was. Yeah, that guy's real. Terrific high school player in Washington, his family in Maui. Two receivers left, one on the right. Here's the handoff to Jenkins, sprints off to the left side, and he is met and drilled to the turf by Jung Mehta at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 3, second down and 12. Halfway through the fourth quarter, the lead is 2 for the Cougars. Snap to Ward, and penalty marker flies. Free play for Ward, weaving through traffic, and he'll run it 45 to the 40 to the 35, outside the numbers to the 30, and Hunter Wohler takes him out of bounds at the 24-yard line. The Badgers were offsides. Ward had the free play, and he runs for a big gain. There's some clutch play going on for this Washington State offense.
Defense, number 19. That penalty's decline. The result of the play is a first down.
There's Darian Varner. So it's first and 10 Cougars at the Wisconsin 25-yard line. And now John Mateer is in at quarterback. Ward is slot to the left. Mateer, a very athletic quarterback, redshirt freshman out of Texas. Played some last week and looked pretty good against Colorado State. Now Ward motions left to right. They'll fake the handoff. Mateer running inside the 20-yard line. Mateer to the 15 and a first down run for John Mateer. As Washington State gets it into the red zone with 6:45 remaining.
That very creative play there. You have Ward coming in motion, a little fake pop. Gets the linebackers to move with him, and then Mateer just straight up vertical went and picked up a quick 10.
On the Wisconsin 15-yard line, first and 10, Washington State with 6.5 minutes to play. 24-22, the Cougars. Isaiah Hamilton slot to the left. Lincoln Victor motioning left to right. Nakia Watson, the running back. Ward will bleed the clock a little bit. Play clock is at 7. Game clock at 6:10. Badgers need a big play here. Ward back to throw. Looking, buying time. Flush to his left. Chased by Wohler as Ward now will go ahead and chuck it out of bounds. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the Wisconsin 15-yard line with 5:56 remaining.
Nice job by Hunter Wohler there of kind of staying home again. Wisconsin, part of it, we talked about the pass rush, part of it is keeping Ward in the pocket, trying to make him make plays from inside. And then when he is able to escape and get out, Wohler did a fantastic job of kind of staying home and forcing that throw.
Second and 10 for the Cougars at the Wisconsin 15-yard line. Three receivers left. Josh Kelly out to the right. Watson to the right of the quarterback, Cameron Ward. He takes the snap. Badger sending four. Ward under some pressure steps up. He'll run to the 15, to the 10. Ward to the 5. Ward down to the 1-yard line. Zachman preventing the touchdown for the moment. And there goes Cameron Ward again using his feet. And it's first and goal, Washington State. And right back to it. Ward gets the high snap, hands off to Nakia Watson, trying to get across, and he does. Touchdown, Washington State. Nakia Watson from 1 yard away.
Good hard run there by Watson. That Wisconsin bowed up in the middle, but Watson only needed a yard, and that's all that he ended up getting, but it was enough to get in.
30-22, Washington State. As the Cougars cash in on the Wisconsin turnover.
A lot of ball game left.
Oh, yeah. Well, as Patrick mentioning, Jake Dickert, the Washington State coach, after last week's game, said he didn't want Cameron Ward to be their leading rusher. Well, guess what? He is. 41 yards on the ground. Good time for a blocked PAT to keep this a one-score game, 30-22. Extra point try coming up for Janikowski. Everybody's set. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and it is good. That's a big extra point for Washington State. We'll step out. 5 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
It's time to spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Tanner Mordecai doing everything he can here in this one. 23 of 34, 253 yards and a touchdown. Those numbers could be even better. Mm-hmm. A couple of big plays, makeable plays, not made. But, man, he's been really, really good.
He has been, and I think under duress a little bit, but putting the ball where it needed to be for a vast majority of the night, and accurate, good decision-making, and bringing this football team back. And now you're up against it. You're going to need to – luckily, you know, in the old days, you look and you say you're down 9 with 5.5 minutes left. You're thinking, uh-oh. But now with the quick strike and what this offense is about and what they've been able to do in the second half, you feel like go down, get points here. Get the ball back, give the ball back, get an opportunity here. Just go down, get some points here, with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left.
They have two timeouts available. Keep that in mind. Before Washington State kicks off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Washington State scoring drive, 10 plays, 57 yards, took 3 minutes, 49 seconds. Nakia Watson capping it with the one-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, just couldn't find a way to get off the field. And you saw, I want to say it was 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6, and Ward did a nice job of making plays with his feet on that drive. And you give him credit. I think Wisconsin, you ride that roller coaster of emotion. You've been playing so hard, and you get the ball back, and then Chez put one on the turf. You need to bow back up, and Washington State, give them credit too. They're on scholarship. Mm-hmm. They made some plays when they needed to as well.
Yeah, playing with tremendous energy. You know, the uncertainty of the future of what the league is going to look like.